You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Maybe he likes hiking and you would rather go for a walk. Maybe you like reading and he would rather watch a show. All marriages have their differences, some smaller than others. And my next guest believes there is actually strength in celebrating the different likes and dislikes. All week long, we're asking marriage experts what can happen when. And today we want to know what happens when we celebrate our spouse's interests. Licensed marriage and family therapist Trevor Hansen is joining me in studio. Great to see you on this week of love.
Good to see you.
So this may seem like a really small, I would say even an expected thing, like him and her, you know, she and he, opposites attract. But what do you see in your practice? Does this bubble up as a pressing point or a pain point for some couples?
You know, it can for some and for others not. It just kind of depends on, you know, where they're at. And it's not to say one's good or bad. I feel like it's pretty normal to have this come up.
Yeah.
It just means that maybe, you know, maybe it's easier for you to be interested or maybe it's not easy for you to be interested. That just means you're at a different starting point in figuring out how to connect over mutual interests.
In situations where it does become challenging, why can it be problematic if I'm not celebrating or honoring or even participating in his interests?
Yeah, so when we think about anything that we say or do in a relationship, it sends some sort of message across the way to our partner.
Okay.
Not a spoken message, but kind of a subliminal one. So for example, when we don't celebrate our partner's interests, we send what I call a disconnecting message. Mm. Disconnecting messages sound like, you're not important to me. I don't care about you. You know, I'm more concerned about me and the things that are important to me than the we or you.
Yeah.
And the opposite is true. Like, connecting messages can also be sent. Like, I love you, I care about you, I want you close, and you're important to me. And so when we don't celebrate those interests, we can oftentimes inadvertently send a much more powerful message than just, oh, I really don't want to watch your show with you.
Yeah.
Or I'm not interested in going to that event with you. It means a whole lot more when we're so deeply connected and tied to one another in a committed relationship.
That hits the nail on the head. That was kind of where I was going. Even if it's a passe topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a he likes golf, I like pickleball.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that is a subtle point of disconnect if I'm not even gonna ask about how the golf game went.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much opportunity there as well on the flip side, right? It's just, you don't have to be interested in what they're interested in because you're interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in them, they can feel that. They're gonna know that. And all those underlying connecting messages like, hey, come close, you're part of my world.
Yes.
I wanna know what's going on in your world,
yes.
Right? Aladdin, he had his girl help on the magic carpet and he showed his world to her, right? I want to show you the world. And that's the same kind of message or theme that we send to each other when we're willing to peek into each other's lives, be interested, and be curious.
We talk a lot about parenting on this show as well, and I always find it interesting how naturally, translatable, if that's a word, that the same techniques and strategies that we talk about that connect us to our teenagers, for example, if we apply those to our marriages. Like, on this show, I have heard more than a dozen times over the years that, you know, if your teenager's interested in video games, mom, you should maybe dial in, at least know the characters, maybe even sit down and play. That same application can apply to marriages.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's really powerful. And you gotta remember, it's not just, like we're saying, it's not just this surface level thing, like, oh, I'm interested in the game. I'm interested in you and I value you.
And you say you don't have to like the same things that the other person likes. It's about curiosity in the end.
Yeah, the curiosity is really a great tool. If you don't know where to start and you're like, I can't get myself to really be that interested in this topic, just be curious. Curiosity looks like, you know, my wife, she does a great job. She'll come with me to the skate park. I'm one of those man children that grew up and still likes to skateboard. So I'll go to the skate park and she'll observe. Just hang out and not say anything.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to have her there.
Yeah.
Or she'll participate. That's another way of being curious, you know, trying it. And is she enthralled with it and loves it, wants to do it every day? No. Or she'll ask me questions or kind of cheer me on about certain things like, oh man, that was close or whatever it is, right? She's just curious. Is she terribly interested? Maybe
no.
not.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Well, there's an open door. I like how you said maybe not. Maybe not. I'm leaving the door open. She could maybe hit the wheels too. So curiosity then, Trevor, leads to respect. It leads to a tone of caring. We've talked on that. Curiosity also, you say, points to a more secure relationship. What's the correlation there?
Yeah, so as we're curious about our partner's interests, we send those connecting messages like I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then there's disconnecting messages. And both connecting messages build a sense of safety. When you hear, I'm cared for, I'm loved, I have a place with you, you feel relaxed, you feel comfortable, you're not gonna be guarded, getting defensive, you know, pushing back, all the stuff that leads to conflict, that's not gonna be part of it when you feel safe and secure. But the disconnecting messages, coming from like not being curious, send the message that says, I don't care about you. I'm moving away from you. You're not important to me. And when that happens, you're gonna feel on edge. You're not gonna be relaxed. You're gonna be much more likely to get defensive, stonewall, criticize, all the things that lead to those places where you just look at each other going, wow, how did we get in this fight again? Or how do we feel?
How are we here again?
Yeah, it's so icky, right? And it's like, we love each other. And it's all about sending those connecting messages that build a sense of safety in our feelings.
Yes.
And that's what we call security.
So driving the golf cart is not just driving the golf cart. My golf course is your skate park, it sounds like, in our relationship. So there you go. Thank you so much, Trevor. You have a really great opportunity for couples. Tell us about your Healthy Communication Workshop.
Yeah, so the Healthy Communication Workshop is founded on the same exact principles that we're talking about today. It's helping you as an individual, or couples can do it together, learn how to use the way you speak to send connecting and be able to catch those disconnecting messages before you send them. So really dialing in the way that you speak with real concrete, applicable ways of changing the way you approach situations with your partner. So if you need to share something hard with them, if you need to ask them something, you know, deep, if you have a need that you feel like is unmet in the relationship, how do I go about doing that? The Healthy Communication Workshop will help lead you to that.
Where can we get more information?
So if you go to theartofhealingbytrevor.com/HCW for Healthy Communication Workshop, there you can find it. And we also have a discount code for people watching Studio 5, which is just Studio 5.
Okay, we'll post all of that information for you on our website. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thank you.